Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. This is our coverage from State Track and Field. We have our first local champion, Marissa Farabee, finishes first in the 3,000 meters. Marissa, I know you've been working at this since cross-country season, really. You've had a great season. What does it mean to cap it off with a state championship today?
You know, it's really amazing. This was my goal, I would say, coming into track season, and to finally have it at fruition is really great. I had a lot of great support here today, which made it even more special. You know, my friends may have known I'll skip school today to come to this, and I have a lot of good family in town, so I'm just proud to do this with my team. You know, like, having her from the race meant a lot to me to not be here by myself. I had Tess last year, but Ruth got to join me this year, so that was amazing, and I can't wait to come back again on Saturday with her and race again.
Well, and you kind of took control right away from her early on in the race. How important was it for you to take control early, lead that first lap, and kind of pull away from there?
Yeah, my race plan was basically from the gun, just go. I didn't want to give anyone the comfort of, like, letting them pace me or sticking with anybody and trying to drop them. I wanted it to be my race and my race only.
Under 75,
I think that's what you saw out there on the track, was I just ran my race and no one else dictated that.
Well, and all season long, you've been going through this. You've been at the Drake Relays, and you've really had best time after best time. And while it wasn't a personal record today, I know you got the 4x8 coming up. How important was it for you mentally just to continue that process? And what have these last few weeks been like going through state qualifying, knowing that you were going in as a state leader?
Yeah, I think that these last few weeks' times, like, haven't been as important. You know, you can win a race with a really great time, or you can lose a race with a really great time. And I think placement right now is more important than times. I'm still really proud of my time. You know, last year I got third with a 10:30, so this is still 37 seconds faster. So I'm really proud of that. It's a testament to all the hard work I put in. But then the day, I'm happy with my placement.
And what's that moment like? I know you stretch your arms out. I saw it at state cross country. What's it like going through your head? I think you saw your family right away after. What's going through your head when you cross that finish line?
My hard work finally paid off. Like, this is my goal, and it's not the biggest finish line compared to state cross country, but still just as amazing with all the people starting there. I knew where my family was, where my friends were, my teammates over there, where he cheered me on the entire time. So just crossing it off and sealing my deal. It's pretty special.
And you got work yet to do, the 4x8 later today. You guys are a pretty high seed. You've seen Gilbert the best in the state. What's the plan going into that, knowing you want a chance to spoil him and maybe get another pink flag here today?
Go out hard, race hard. We don't have any room to mess up, really. Our hand up must be great, but at the end of the day, I'm just proud of the girls for making it here. We finished ninth last year, so we're hoping for a better place than ninth, and, you know, we're ready to race.
Marissa Farabee, your state champion in Class 3A in the 3,000 meters. A very busy weekend still ahead. Marissa, go get ready for the 4x8, and we'll see you after that.
Thank you.